Monday night, the activist group Tools for Social Change hosted a community meeting at the Geneva Public Library. A standing room only event provided community members with an opportunity to speak out on accusations that a City of Geneva police officer shared racist images on Facebook. Late in the session, they were joined by representatives of the Geneva Community Compact. The Geneva Community Compact was originally created in response to the police shooting of Geneva resident Corey Jackson in 2011. It was designed to enhance the relationship between the city, the GPD, and the communities of color. Following the term of the original agreement, it was renewed in late 2016. City Manager Matt Horn sits on the steering committee.
What we wanted to make sure could happen in a situation just like the one we're dealing with is that we wouldn't have to scramble to find out who's heading up the Human Rights Commission now or who speaks for Tools for Social Change on these matters. This steering committee meets monthly. It's actively developing programming, and it was actively developing programming prior to this incident. So I think what you'll see are some really robust and well-developed programs that come along at the perfect time.
Yesterday, the Community Compact released an official statement condemning the images and the message they communicate.
We are very clear, both as a compact steering committee and as the City of Geneva, that our value system is one that embraces diversity, that celebrates it, and the city's comprehensive plan goes a step further and says it's a part of our whole economic development program. It's a part of our competitive advantage in the region.
The Geneva Police Department has launched an investigation, and the Community Compact called upon the city and the GPD to move quickly but thoroughly and be transparent in their findings. The steering committee also encouraged Chief Trickler and Matt Horn not to treat the case as an isolated incident, but as a symptom.
The chief and myself need to look deep into the city organization and make sure that that any barrier that's based on race, any bias in any city program or service is eradicated.
You can find the complete text of the Community Compact statement on our website, weos.org.